he never got the help that he needed. And it's not just Daniel, there's plenty of other people. And mental health's a big thing at the minute. But for diabetes, it's not, people aren't so much aware of it. And they do need more help because people struggle when they find out they have diabetes just to even control it, let alone come to terms with living with it for years and years.
Yeah, I guess it's one of those things with diabetes. You think of, like you said, the physical side of it, but everyone kind of forgets the emotional and the mental side of it, don't they?
Yeah, they definitely do, yeah. Daniel suffered for years with mental health problems. He was admitted to psychiatric hospital a few times. In the end, he took his own life in a psychiatric hospital because he didn't get the help they needed.
And you want to make sure that nobody, no other families, no other sister has to go through what you have.
Yeah, nobody should suffer like this. It's horrendous. It really is. It's awful. He got it when he was 18, and that is the worst age to get it. He could have gone out and enjoyed his life, and he was told that he had to stop doing the nice things that he did. He couldn't drink. He had to eat properly. He had to check his sugars all the time. He just couldn't cope with it. And we spent hours a day looking after him and caring for him and being there for him. We know what he went through, and it was horrendous for us as well as him. And nobody else should go through that. No other families. We don't want anybody else to take their own life because they can't cope with the diabetes anymore.